Commissioner Kimmer, anybody else from the floor? If not, I would just like to welcome everyone to the meeting this evening, and hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure that their mobile phones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion in committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to return to the guidelines for the second time will be a result and being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Council of Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interest which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have any such interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber or hang up from the call from the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audioed and video recorded except when the Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comment they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on any item, either in the chamber or via Teams, use the chat facility to indicate you wish to speak, and I will bring the members in as listed. I would recommend members to keep their instant messages to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, and C for a comment. Type P if you wish to propose. Type S if you wish to seconds. And please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate by chat facility so that we are aware that this is activated decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. So, any declarations of interest at this stage of the meeting? Nobody? Anything to declare? Okay, action sheets. Of the Enterprise Regeneration and Tourism meeting on the 10th of October. That's attached. Okay, members, you've all got it. Right, well. Okay, it's everybody read through it. Let's see. Okay. The two pages to it. First page, everybody happy with? And the second page? Anybody anything to say?
Proposing.
I need a proposer.
I propose to have a wee query under and releasing to an update on the significant environmental improvement scheme. I'm just wondering how to work about this and how far has it gone. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. Johnny.
Chair, those schemes have been finalised and we're now moving to submit planned application.
Thanks very much for that.
Okay, then we have a proposer from Glenn Hanna and a seconder from David Lee Sargent. Okay, that brings us on to item number four. At the Courtney Place, Church Street, EI scheme, approved appointment. And who's taking that? Johnny.
As councillors will be aware, we are moving to develop environmental improvement schemes in Church Street and De Courcy Place, and you have an update there through the working group on those, Chair. The main item of business tonight is looking at approval to appoint the design team to prep the project from stage 3 onwards at a cost of £25,000 and to submit the funding application to DSC for the De Courcy Place regeneration scheme that has been developed.
through the working group, Chair.
Okay, any questions for Johnny?
Yeah, just to, in the interest of time, and they keep things moving in the public, I would suppose that they would get it in a time that nobody's
proposed. Yeah, there's already been a proposal here.
What?
That's proposed on my end. Yeah, you have to use a second.
It as well.
Proposed by Councillor Hale and second by David Lee Surgeon.
Okay, right.
But sorry, Dermot Dobson.
No, you're okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, okay, that brings on to my item number. All agreed to that?
Yes.
That brings us on to item number five. Bring a Gwillion Landscape Partnership scheme. That was it. Who's to do it, or Johnny again?
Yeah, Chair, as you know, the Heritage Lottery Fund funded the Ring of Gwillion Landscape Partnership up to 2019, but as part of the wrap-up of that scheme, there was a legacy fund put in place to maintain and continue some of the work that had been established. One of those pieces of work is this Dyson Life Partnership, and we're seeking approval to allocate £2,000 towards the is costs associated with the work of the partnership in the current year, Chair, which would involve some exchange visits. So that's the recommendation fund, and it's funded from the legacy fund through the Heritage Lottery Fund, Chair.
Okay, thanks for that, Johnny. Rashid, you had a proposal on the second and a comment.
Yes, Chair, thank you very much. I just wanted to propose, I mean, everything that we can do to support the arts is vital and certainly under COVID, we need all the support they can get. I think it's worth mentioning that a group from CAP actually won the All Ireland score, so they're an incredibly talented bunch of people. We are a group of talented. So congratulations to them. I'm more than happy to propose this. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for seconding the rushing. Okay, anybody agree with that? Okay, item number six. The TED Down Patrick event sponsorship.
Sure.
John, again.
Sure, this is an event that's run at different venues, but there's a proposal from the event organisers to hold an event in Dunpatrick in March of 2023, making a point where they'll bring in speakers to live and share experiences through sport, business, culture, and careers. So it's a, I suppose, inspirational opportunity for it's an engagement with universities, local businesses, and Down Business Connect, and the second sponsorship, Chair, of £2,000 towards the event, or £2,000, Chair, and we recommend that the council would sponsor the event through its economic development programme.
Okay, we already have a proposal here from Russian Hale, and second by David Lee Surgeon. Everybody happy with that?
Yep.
Right, that moves us on into item number 8. Oh, 7, sorry. Going too hard yet. The Woodlawn Trust work a settlement on the service level agreement. Who's taking that? John again.
Sure. Under the AONB action plan that covers both Stranford Lock and the Ring of Gwillion, Chair, obviously those issues have been identified around invasive species at Dalamont Country Park, and we're recommending that as part of that programme of activity, we engage in service level agreement with the Woodland Trust to undertake works to address the issues created by invasive species and take corrective action over the next two years, Chair. The cost of this would be £41,000 for the fees included within the AONB plan funded through Environment Fund.
Yeah, that's good to see that taking place in Delamont. See, we have a proposal, seconder, and a comment here. So, proposed by Terry, second David Lee Surgeon, and a comment by Terry.
Thanks so much, Chair. And what I said, as I've always been a firm supporter of Delamont Country Park, and I'm welcoming the people before us this evening. Again, what the Woodland does in conjunction with the council, what they do by putting measures on what they do with the invasive species, etc., that are problematic in the park. They also put in place measures that will protect the visitors and public from measures that will be used to combat and deal with being highlighted in the paper and enforce forms of recommendations.
Okay.
Thank you.
Everybody happy with that? We'll move on to Greenway Facility. Sorry. Johnny is?
Mm-hmm. Yep, Chair, again, this is work that has been reported through to the respective DEAs in relation to development of greenway proposals for both Newry and for the Warren Pipe Strever. Chair, this was funded through by the council and by funds from DFA. We're recommending that the recommendation is that the reports be adopted and that we move to submit applications as required as they become the opportunities arise through funds in the near future, Chair, to progress project as we can.
Okay, good. I have, thanks for that, Johnny. We have a proposal from Gary Stokes. Have we got a second for that?
Second
by Terry. Mm-hmm. Everybody in agreement with it? Okay, that brings us on to item number 9.
Hello, I'm Chair. Robert. Robert.
The following item will be taken in two sessions.
Robert.
Item number 9 is deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may be visited to be included during these items of business. I will call on a proposer to begin the closed session. Proposed by Dermot, and we'll second her. Second by Terry.
Okay. Sorry, Robert, are you hearing me?
It was held in closed session.
Okay, and during closed session, the following was agreed. Item number 9, St. Patrick's Day Parade 2023. On a proposal of Councillor Kern, seconded by Councillor Lee Surgener, it was agreed the Council enters into a service level agreement with the Downpatrick Town Committee to deliver elements of the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Downpatrick in March 2023.
Okay, and then we go to number 10, which is for Noton. From 10 to 16, it's for Noton.
And a seconder.
And then proposer and seconder. We'll accept them. Proposed by Terry and seconds by Roisin. Okay, can I just thank you very much for attending the meeting tonight. You made my job a whole lot easier there, but not falling out and arguing and going home. But anyhow, I appreciate all your help and support. I have one more meeting before the end of the year, so hopefully it'll be in your best behaviour the next meeting. So thanks very much for attending and a safe journey home. All right.